It's as if mainstream media thrust LGBT Muslims into the spotlight overnight, all in the context of the man behind the shootings at Pulse, Omar Mateen.
The Orlando Massacre shooter led a startling secret life and may have been a closeted
Univision interviewed a man who claims he had a two-month sexual relationship with Omar Mateen.
News Tonight has a dramatic new report that a man has now come forward to tell
investigators. 15 to 20 times in a hotel.
Mateen's sexuality is all speculation, but for Ani Zonneveld, who heads Muslims for Progressive Values, it opened the door to a conversation.
We had so many requests from media interviews. Let's hear the LGBT Muslim perspective. You know, all of a sudden you started hearing, oh, gay Muslims actually do exist. It's like, yeah, they do exist.
Zonneveld's organization has been advocating for equality and social justice for Muslims in the United States for about 10 years. And for all the gray areas surrounding the gunman's sexual identity and whether that motivated the June 12th shootings, Zonneveld says one thing is for sure.
The lack of diversity of what a Muslim looks and sounds like in America has a lot to do with the media and how the progressive Muslim voices, the LGBT Muslim voices, have been censored out of the narrative.
It's a narrative she calls deeply conservative and well-organized stateside, so much so that it's become an unofficial official framework for non-Muslims and many Muslims about what Islam is and the place for homosexuality within it.
It is not accepted. It's not tolerated.
Rizwan Zaman grew up in a conservative Indian family that settled in Orlando when he was 3. Today at 43, the healthcare consultant says his faith has been a large part of who he is.
I pray, I've fasted, I've gone to Mecca for pilgrimage. The basic principles I've done, and then the external principles of promoting peace and understanding.
But for Zaman, his biggest test of faith has been internal. That is, coming to terms with his sexuality, something he suppressed until about 4 years ago.
Growing up as an immigrant, you come here and you understand very early on the aspects of society that are inclusive and not inclusive. As far as my culture, as far as my religion, and add to it another layer of my sexuality that society really didn't understand.
So he's educating people, like in this BBC interview days after the shooting.
I define myself as a Muslim American who happens to be gay. My leap of faith has been an experience in terms of really understanding and accepting myself.
The more he tells his story, the more he's breaking down stereotypes.
I choose to stay Muslim. I am gay by existence. So as far as my faith teaches me, that is how God created me. There's no mistake here. This is how he intended me to be.
That's the message Imam Dayi Abdullah spreads every day out of the Mecca Institute in Washington, D.C. He is the only openly gay Islamic scholar in the United States and one of few in the world. He's prayed with Muslims in Egypt, China, and Taiwan, among other places. And he finds that Islam in America is special because it has influence from all over the world.
The way in which Islam operates is going to operate very differently than in the one where there's a larger majority of people who are all alike.
But for many American Muslims, he's a walking contradiction. A report from Muslims for Progressive Values finds no Muslim religious leader in the traditional mosque has come out in support of LGBT rights. Dayi believes American Muslims have the power to bring change by simply being themselves, unapologetically. I'm Renata Sago in Orlando.